Each and every single day, you and I, we learn more about one another. We become more comfortable with each other. And
yes.
I would think today we took that next step in our relationship for sure.
Yes, we did.
Michelle was my saving grace this morning by letting me use her deodorant. That's right. Her antiperspirant. I forgot to apply it myself this morning at my home in my bathroom while I gaze at myself in the mirror and I say a few things to myself to, you know, encourage myself in
your
the morning.
Your pep talk in the morning to
That's
get
right.
Going.
I look at myself, I say, you know what, gosh darn it, people like you, Eric, and you're important.
Whatever gets you through the day, buddy.
Whatever I need to get me through the day, but I gave myself an extra long pep talk today and forgot said deodorant on said armpits. And I thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Any hairs left behind, you just pluck them.
I will do so.
Also, you found out something else about me today that I use women's deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Can't use that, like that Old Spice or I know they make men's deodorant, which is not as fragrancy and that's a little more milder.
Right.
But men's deodorant tends to sort of dry out my armpits, chafe them, if you will.
Okay.
Love that word. And
chafe.
Yes, a little chafing under the pits. Chafed pits. But no, that's what regular kind of deodorant does to my armpits. So I need to go with women's deodorant.
Do you always wear that, even if...
Always.
Every day?
Yes.
So you and your wife share deodorant?
Share deodorant, indeed, we do.
My God, your poor wife.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Now, listen, I love my wife. I mean, I like you and all, but I'll pluck the hairs out of her deodorant. Out of yours,
okay.
I'll leave those things behind. No
Thank
harm,
you.
No hair, no foul. But anyway, hey, how was your first company outing yesterday? You enjoy yourself?
I did. I had a good time. I'm really tired today.
Listen,
because,
we're all dragging. Just a little bit. I wasn't feeling well all day yesterday.
No, started, you came in early and said you weren't feeling well.
It started yesterday morning, and then Mexican food and a couple sips of a margarita didn't really help the whole situation. I was in bad form last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife hates me as I was dead on the couch. And kids are running around screaming and crying, and I
she
go,
needs
baby,
your help.
You got that? All right, I'm going to roll over. But no, I'm sure, listen, I'm sure after yesterday, after our little company outing, I'm sure that Joanne and Jared are extremely proud of all of us, and they're so happy that we're all a part of this fine, fine establishment.
Right.
This family-owned company that we call WTUZ Radio, Inc., and no, we're
it was
all
quite fun.
Yeah, it was. But you have chance to run now. Still, you have one last chance to get out after spending time with us yesterday.
It was fun. I enjoyed getting to know everyone a little bit better.
Yeah, we don't do that enough. That was you did have a long couple of days with work and everything on Tuesday. Then mm-hmm. election night that night, you were here.
Right.
And yesterday, you got no nap.
Nope.
You had to go home and tell Chadley. You're staying here with the baby. I'm going out. And then I don't know what you did yesterday when you got home, but I'm sure.
I didn't get to take a nap, that's for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
That nap is essential. Once you hit your 30s.
It's key.
It's key. You can't get through the day without a little itty-bitty nap.
We're both 32 going on 63. That's kind of how we feel.
Right.
But anyway, hey, this is something interesting. Something that folks may care more about than what we ate yesterday and what we put on under our armpits. But the Grammys, they have some new task force, an inclusion task force. You hear about this?
No.
This all comes to light after the CEO of the Grammys, Neil Portnow, on Grammy night, was asked backstage at the 60th annual award show, hey, what's up with all the male winners? Not a lot of female winners tonight. Mm. And he said the women need to step up, if you will. He really did say that.
And some fighting words.
Received a little bit of backlash and some criticism after he said that. Well, in lieu of all that, they now put together this whole Grammys Inclusion Task Force, which has 16 members, 13 of whom are women.
Mm.
I guess their goal is just to uncover all the biases and other barriers, if you will, that I guess impede on women's success in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
So Some of the people on the list, Sheryl Crow is one of the members. Rapper Common, who's sort of...
Yeah, he always fights for women's rights.
Fights the good fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also on the list, you have Cam from Country Music, the newcomer Cam. Blonde, short-haired, curly-haired girl.
Right.
Yeah, she's had a few hits out. Also, Tina Chen, the former chief of staff to Michelle Obama.
Oh.
So a little mixture.
Yeah.
On this whole Grammys Inclusion Task Force. Basically to break down those barriers and let women be included just as much as men are. We all know it's just like Hollywood, right? It's quote-unquote male-dominated.
Right.
Right?
Even in country music a little bit, if you...
Exactly.
There's a... I mean, male artists are pretty dominant. Mm-hmm. You don't see... I mean, there are a select few women who are... very successful, but it's not as much as men. Why is that?
No doubt about it. It's harder for women to break out in anything, whether it be music mm-hmm. or Hollywood, or whether it be where you work. It could be from a local aspect to a large national scope.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. It's. I'm not
fighting.
In favor of it or anything. I'm just. It's kind of. I guess always the.
The way it was.
The way it's been. Do you see a shift maybe coming along?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You see more women climbing the ladders, per se.
You have the whole hashtag Me Too, Time's Up movement, but those are for different things. But still, I don't know if it toes that same line or not, because a lot of those women that came out against, whether it was Matt Lauer or whoever, maybe Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those women that came out didn't come out before because they feared that they would lose their job or lose out on promotions or things like that.
Look at Bill Cosby.
Poor Bill. poor
Bill.
Poor women, actually. But he may die in prison if indeed he does.
I don't know. That whole situation is kind of hairy, as you like to call it. You always say situations are hairy, and his situation's a little hairy.
That is quite a scruffly situation there. No doubt about it. But anyway, this Grammy Task Force, like I said, their whole job is to try and break down those barriers, find out why women aren't as successful as men in the music biz. So I guess we'll have to wait till Grammy Sunday in 2019 to see if they made a big difference or not. Out of all those award shows... Like, you have the Grammys, you have the Oscars, which mm-hmm. are the Academy Awards. What's some other big award show?
Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes.
Oscars.
What would you say are your favorite?
The Grammys and the Golden Globes.
I would probably have to say the Grammys, the more music-oriented one.
Right.
All the movie award shows, I don't know. Because all those movies that get nominated, we don't hear about them.
I know. They're always, like, under the radar.
They are.
And you don't hear about them until after the award show, and then they become popular.
So after they win Best Picture, and you're like, wait, should I see this movie?
Right.
Should I maybe check this
and
out?
And then you find out that it's been in theaters for, like, months, and you're bad.
I can now rent it. It's on DVD. All right. Maybe you want to get on that.
Right.
Hey, moms, and all you lovers of moms, a.k.a. mother lovers, you can take part in our Mother's Day contest, which continues today. It's Purse Day Thursday. See what we're doing all week. It's been Manny Monday, Shoes Day Tuesday, which is my favorite, Unwind Wednesday, which was yesterday, and boy, oh boy, was there some unwinding here in Z Country. And then Purse Day Thursday today, we will hand out a lovely handbag from the Village Gift Shop. Not only will we be handing out one handbag, but dos handbags. Are you all right over there?
Yeah. I'm thinking of...
Flashbacks from yesterday?
And yesterday.
Anything you can share or that you want to share?
Nope.
We'll chat.
I don't want to get shot in trouble.
No? You may have already just did that. Purse Day Thursday today. Don't know where I was going with that. Basically letting you mothers know that you can win a prize again today. So there you have it. You got your giggles out?
Yep.
Here's something else, girl. We'll hear from you again at the top of the hour when you have news. An ungiggly news. Hopefully so.
Yeah, I should be fine by then.